Dream of a Venetian Night. The building is very old. The ceilings are ancient and full of drawings on the walls and wooden coffers. A long corridor with arches crosses all the rooms, one by one. It is night, but we move without fear. It's like stepping into the past, or maybe I really am there. The windows on our right look out onto one of the most famous squares in the world. I had only seen it in photos before today. St. Mark's Square. We are in Venice, in the Procuratie Vecchie. I don't even know how we came to be in Italy, but now, inside this place, on this Venetian night, it's not important. Our life, especially that of my daughter, little Jana, has changed since I moved to the capital a year ago from a small village 70 kilometers from Bratislava. They referred me to this association that offers support to parents with young children for booking medical visits and finding support in an unfamiliar city. The educators invited me to meetings, and I met other mothers, some of whom had the same difficulties as me, and just talking with them made me feel better. But what worried me the most at that time was that my daughter would have to live the same life I had. I didn't feel able to give her the necessary tools to ensure she would develop her own skills and give her more opportunities in life. At this stage in my life, the association helped me a lot. The educators taught me many activities to do with Jana, including recycling objects we had at home, while we became close friends with the mothers and their children. At the end of the year, they invited us to come here to Venice, to the home of the Human Safety Net, a network of people helping people, to which our association belongs. The building seems deserted, but we soon discovered that we're not alone. There's another family with us. They come from Syria, and there are six of them, father, mother, and four children, also members of the Human Safety Net. The father is called Anas. He's a nice man, quite unusual, with his waistcoat and strip of white beard. In Syria, he used to work in agriculture, but he was forced to flee, taking his family to Germany because of the war. As we walk through the rooms of the Procuratie Vecchie, he explains that he managed to reopen his agricultural business with the help of a German association, and now he's back to making cold oil from sunflowers and other plants to guarantee a more peaceful future for his family through his work. At a certain point, a gentleman in a long red velvet robe appears as if out of nowhere. He looks like one of those portraits we saw hanging in the hotel lobby. He catches me by surprise, but we all follow him, and Jana, curious and wide-eyed, squeezes my hand tightly. He shows us the rooms as if he were the owner of the house. He tells us that he's a procurator of San Mark, who takes care of the territories of Venice around the world, but also has the task of taking care of orphans and those most in need. But when I turn to meet Anna's gaze and comment on this experience, everything vanishes and, in that moment, I wake up. We were in the bed of a hotel room from which the sound of motorboats could be heard along the canals of Venice. And I remembered that we were there for the long-awaited reopening to the public the following day of those very rooms I had just dreamed about. Those rooms are the headquarters of the Human Safety Net, a network of people helping people in more than 20 countries. It was a wonderful dream, but the most important one for me is to see my little girl grow and imagine a better future for her.